this year is sponsored by Zavel, I believe, and it's in honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, giving him his job today. That's what he said. So if you should be able to help him, that he should have much parnas in his life, not just from the kinder. So the shail over here is about drinking on Purim. You hear things, you read things, and we tend many times to look at things in a very balbatish way. What does it mean, balbatish way? It means we don't allow the Torah to speak, we allow our brains to speak, and that's always a mistake. So we have to bend our minds to what exactly does the Torah say. So you have a person who's busy saying, you have to drink, and you have another person who's saying, it's usher to drink, it's so dangerous. And then, like, we could come to some reconciliation. But that whole mahalach is what you think the halacha is, rather than what does the Gemara say. What does it say? Let's learn what it says. So we're going to go immediately right into the Gemara. And in Mirza Hashem, if we don't finish this tonight, what we will do is we are going to continue in Mirza Hashem by my house for by night.
Drunk.
Amar Rava, Megillah, Davzayin Amar Beis, Mechayiv Nishla Besumi V'Paraya. People are Mechuyiv to Besumi V'Paraya. Rashi explains to get drunk with wine Adla Yada until he does not know the difference. Main Araham L'Baruch Mordechai. Right away, we're going to go to Taisus because everybody knows those words. But Taisus brings down on the top that the Yerushalmi brings down that's not just Araham L'Baruch Mordechai. It's also Arura Zeresh, Brucha Esther, Arurim Kol Rasham, Brucham Kol Yehudim. You have to be able to know all of those differences coherently, and if you don't, then you're considered drunk. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Rav Zera, Avdu Psudas, Purim Adi Adadi, Rabbi Rav Zera made us Psudas together, Ibasum, he got drunk. From Rabbi Shachti Rav Zera, Rabbi got up and Shachti Rav Zera. Lamacha the next day, the next day they davened and they made him back alive. Lashana, the next year, Omar, he said, let's make a suda again. Amalei said, every single time is a nace going to happen. So therefore, we're not going to make another Purim that such a thing is going to happen. You read a Gemara like this, it's Mavel al Arayin. What does it mean? You shechted him. Well, let's see what the Ran says. The Ran, which is brought down on the right over here, says, and by the underline, that Rabbeinu, V'chasu Rabbeinu Ephraim, Ma'ahu Avda, the Kamrava, V'shachil Rezeira, Kedisa V'gmara, Itchle Memer, the Rava. Because of this story that he ended up shechting him, Rava's statement is pushed away. This whole Chai V'nish L'Vesuvi V'Varaya, Lahavdil fake news. We don't say this la'alacha. It's not true. Because look at the danger. So the reason why it comes after the story is to say, Rava is nitche, wrong. Not accepted. Do not get drunk. That's not the right thing. That is what the Ran says. Now, do we passing like that? Or do we not passing like that? So, if you go to page two, page two has a tour. Tour in Tofrei Sadi Hay says in Halacha Aleph, mitzvah larbis besudas perim is a mitzvah to make a lot of the suda perim. And then in Halacha Beis he says the tzarach sheyishtaker asher leyoda bein arham and lebaruch marfai. You have to get drunk to the extent that you don't know the difference between Aruham and Baruch Mordechai. So we see from the tour that he does paskin like Rava. He doesn't push away like the way the Ram brings down from Rabbeinu Ephraim. Now, Ad Shelo Yoda, until you wouldn't know.
It could be Ad Shelo Yoda.
Comes along the Bach, and the Bach brings down like this. The Torah Sheyishtaker, the Bach is always on the right side of the Shulchan Aruch when it's on the right, and then on the other side of the page it's on the left. Bach is always on the outer part of the page. So he brings The Torah says, Taker, remember the Rav, he says, okay, that's what Rav says. And the Bach asks, even if you're very drunk, you will know the difference between Arah Haman and Baruch Mordechai. The kasha, if you shot the tuba like Taiba, even if you drink a lot, you're not going to make such a mistake. So we bring down Taisus's pirush that we said before. Pirush Taisus, Fishwa Taisus, Taisus explains, Adlayada bin Araham and Baruch Mordechai, Aru Zarish Brucha Esther, Rum Kol Roshan, Bruchum Kol Yehudim, Varava Kitzvil Shaina, Vachem Pirush Baran. So you want to say that, meaning you have to be able to say that sentence in a coherent way. And if you can't say that sentence in a coherent way, that is a litmus test that you did good enough that you got drunk. Avol b'sefer tzedel l'derech, says the Bach, that the sefer tzedel l'derech brings down that pirush yishtakar ashel pam yitaloimer l'hapich baruch morche araham. That you may get so drunk that sometimes you're going to make a mistake and not say araham and baruch morche, you're going to say baruch morche araham. Meaning you're just going to switch around the sentence. Okay? So far we have two explanations of what this means. Either it's not just Aruch Haman and Baruch Mordechai. It is a few more words that were just left out of that sentence. Arura Zeresh, Brucha Esther, Arum Kol Rishoim, Bruchum Kol Tzadikim.
What we say at the end of the...
What we say at the end of Sheshanas Yaakov, exactly that. So that's the first shot that nobody heard of before. Unless you tell me you did, which is Taisvis, that you have to be able to say the whole sentence. The second shot, it doesn't mean that you're saying Arura Mordechai and Baruch Haman. It means that you're starting off with the word Baruch Mordechai and then you go Arura Haman because you just switch the order because you're a little bit inebriated. That's the second shot. However, says the Bach, another shot. The Lashon Aguda, Yesh Mepharshim L'Cheshbon, Cheshbon Zekazeh. The Aguda, which is another reason, says the Gemachio. We know the Aguda says that it's the Gemachio of Araham and Baruch Mordechai are the same until you don't know the Cheshbon. Now, what does that mean? You don't know the difference in the Cheshbon. We have to ask ourselves, what does that mean? The Cheshbon is the same. So since the Cheshbon is the same, therefore what? You don't know the difference?
Can't add it up.
You can't add it up?
Well, man,
Uriel Homan has a bigger gematria first, and then a smaller gematria. Uriel Mordechai is the opposite.
Okay, fine. It's hard to know. Somehow the gematria is the same, and therefore what? You have to know what. Therefore what? So you don't know the difference, but there isn't a difference. Okay, but that's a third shot. Come on the Bach with a fourth shot. According to my understanding, it's the pasha, the tzorach sheyishtaker harbe. You have to get very drunk. You completely don't know the difference. And that means you're like the drunkenness of light. I mean, you have to be really, really drunk that you don't know what's going on. So the Bach is arguing, seemingly, on the way Taisa says. The way David say the Ladarach, that you're switching the Aguda, that you're really, really drunk, says the Bach. Ask the Bach, I don't understand. How could you say to get so drunk? You get so drunk, you could do things that you regret. You could kill somebody. Says the Bach, Rabbeinu Ephraim was a great rabbi. Because of that story, we don't pass him like this whole din of drinking on Purim. And then he says, like we said before, that that's why he came right afterwards. So the Pashim Shad of Rava was to get really, really drunk. They were all saying that the Pashim Shad of Rava does not mean to get really drunk. The Bach says, no, it did mean to get really drunk. But that's exactly why Rabbeinu Ephraim says that the halacha can't be like that. So don't say Tosfos, say the Lederach, Aguda, that it doesn't mean mamish getting really, really drunk. No, that's the whole pshat of the Gemara afterwards, that Rava said you need to get really, really drunk. But we're pushing away Rava. So according to this, really, according to the way Rabbeinu Ephraim is saying, and the Bach is understanding this Gemara, you shouldn't have any chiv to drink whatsoever, which the Torah doesn't say like that. The Torah says, Tarach sheishtakar ashele yadu minar ha-hamen l'baruch mordechai. Says the Bach, umiu dafkal b'sumi adle yadu minar ha-hamen l'baruch mordechai. Who's asking like, the Gemara is being matcha, the Gemara is saying, Rava, you're wrong, you're making a mistake, you can't do this. That's only if you get that drunk. You have to drink a lot more than what you're used to. You have to have drink inside of you, and you have to be very good with the. Your heart has to be happy. It has to be that maybe you can't even speak in front of a king. So he's saying that what Rav was pushed away, it was the chiv of getting drunk totally. That's exactly what was being matcha, that it can't be adla yada. So the halacha is not adla yada, says the Bach. But a little bit, yeah. But Agoyz Maimonides, Kadosh Hashem Rav Yo, calls all the mitzvah, avoy lo akiv, all this for mitzvah, not ma'akiv, shiz maril, simnum vabir tami. So according to the Shitas HaBach, it was pushed away the whole din of getting drunk till you can't do anything, because that is the Pashur Shad of the Gemara. But a little bit was stated. We were at the first sheet, three sheets for showing him, were that it never meant that you mamish get totally drunk to begin with. It just meant that you get drunk, that you can't make a cheshbon of all of those words, aru zeresh, bruch esther, or it meant that you can't, you're switching around the words, or it means that you don't know, you can't be mechav in the gematria. That's, so far we have four sheets. But every single one of those shitas hold, you have to drink something, but you cannot drink a tremendous amount. The first three shitas held and the Gemara never meant it. And the Bach shita is that the Gemara meant it, but it, according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, it was nitcha.
So what blood alcohol level?
Wait, this is only the shita sabah. Let's see further if these other shitas, we're going to see. It's going to end up being a big machlokes. Come on the base Yosef. Beis Yosef, which is on the left, brings down. Remember, Beis Yosef is the Machaber. And he brings down first the Shita of Tosfos. Mitzvah B'Tzudas Purim, Mitzvah She'ishtakar, Ashleyad Ben Aramarach Mordechai. So he brings down the Torah. Remember the Rav Parakama, the Klatzwa Tosfos, Layad Ben Aramarach Mordechai, Rezer Puch Esther, Puch Mordechai, 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 Puch Because of Ram Shem Rabbeinu Ephraim, who have to come up to the Rebbe, so we're there. It's like maybe the Rebbe, like Shabbat Shalom, maybe the Hachi. So he brings down that Tosfos, and then he brings down Rabbeinu Ephraim that you shouldn't be drinking a lot. This is what the Mechaber is bringing down. Then he brings the Kotzev Archas Chaim. Archas Chaim, the Archas Chaim writes, it's one of the Rishonim. We don't know exactly who it is. Chaim is assuming Pariah Loishi Yishtakrishes. Not that you got drunk. That a shikras iser gomer. It's an iser gomer to get drunk. You're not a bigger aveir than that. Wow. To say there's not a bigger aveir than getting drunk. You have to drink a little bit more than you're used to. So we have a fifth shita that says that it's an avera gavul to get totally drunk. Right?
What if the eye?
Hold on. Let's go to the Daki Moshe. So far we have five sheets from the Rishonim that you're not allowed to get totally drunk. So we're making a really, really good argument that anybody that's drunk is mamish doing no bigger avera than this. Okay, let's go to the Daki Moshe. Again, Jesus Rishonim 1, Tosfos, you have to know that whole sentence. Jesus 2, Say the Laderach, it's about not being able to, sometimes you might switch around the words. You might say, Baruch Marachai, then Arahaman, Third shita, that you might mix up the gematrias, you won't get the gematrias. Fourth shita, the Gemara was matche, Rabbeinu Ephraim, the Bach. Fifth shita, that it's no bigger aver than that. You just have to drink a little bit more than you're used to, and that's what it means. What does it mean? Chayv den kusuvi, right? Adla yada. Hard thing to know, but fine. Come along the Dati Moshe. Abba Chodushi Aguda, he brings the Aguda that we said before about the Gematrias. There's the Eilim Tzid Dati Moshe. The Dati Moshe is the Ramah Moshe Isilis. And in the actual Shulchan Aruch, he's much smaller, but the Dati Moshe has a whole Pirish on the tour. He said, he first brings down, we told us, Abul Chodushi Aguda, we told us, Adam Chavanis of Yor Chelik Alp, because the cheshbon or Muhammad Baruch Mordechai shavim tzarich l'shtakar adloya the cheshbon has to be that you don't know the cheshbon, you can't make the cheshbon. And then he brings another shita umariv, because the right shleimer she yishtakar v'yisha to go get drunk and you should fall asleep. And while you're sleeping, v'yada bein arham mordechai chay mashna mashma v'maimer. So this is a sixth shita that you don't know the difference, but you're sleeping. While you're sleeping, you don't know the difference. Now, we have to ask ourselves, what does it mean you're sleeping, you know the difference? Meaning, not when you're up, when you're sleeping. But that means you have to be pretty drunk to be able to fall asleep. But the point is not to be up, it's the point is to be sleeping. Then he brings down that, it would seem like there was this paragraph that they would have Arahaman and then Baruch Mordechai, and in order not to get mixed up when you're doing it, so just imagine you have a whole pizman, a whole song, so you have to be able to make it that you will maybe make a mistake. They perum yata afil lo yishtak. Even if you didn't get drunk, you yaitza. Then he ends off that Purim is like the day that the Torah was given. Okay. According to these six or seven shittas, that you absolutely know halacha of getting pasha drunk. There's no such thing. Why are we getting? Because of Rava. Rava says chayv nishal b'sumei b'paraya. He doesn't say a reason why. So well, we'll get to that. So we can get to why the what. First, let's get to what, and then we have to get to why. There's definitely a why, but we're talking about what, and we're seeing one thing for sure: the extreme amount of drunkenness is not found so far. Comes along the machaper, and the machaper says, "Chayv nishal b'suvi v'raya ad l'yada min araham on baruch morchai." That's the next part. Now, the Mechaber does not say that he doesn't speak out Tosfos. The Mechaber is very, very, very not. He just brings down what Rava says. So we see he's clearly not going like Rabbeinu Ephraim that says that Rava is pushed away. That's for sure he's not going like, because he brings the halacha, this statement of Rava. Now, you can still learn like all the other shitas that what the Rava actually means. But it doesn't seem like he's saying like Tosfos, because it should have said Ben Aruham Baruch Mordechai Ben Brucha Esther Arur Zeresh Brucha Esther. It doesn't say that whole sentence. Then the Ramah says Yesh Emim Dein Tzarich L'Shtachar Kol Kach. You don't have to get so drunk. Al Yishter Yesher Min Limuda. You should drink more than you're used to. Comes along the what do we see from the Ramah? In the Ramah, it seems like the Yesh Emim. From the Pasha Pshat of the Ramah, that he's understanding in the Mechaber, that the Mechaber meant the Pasha Pshat. Even though the Beis Yosef himself, when he wrote down the Shittas, he said that you don't get totally drunk. But the Ramah is saying, V'yesh Oimrim. V'yesh Oimrim. Why is it V'yesh Oimrim? It shouldn't be V'yesh Oimrim. Meaning, V'yesh Oimrim seems like that he's saying a different Pshat. But really, the Mechaber, he should have said Hainu. He should have said what it means. But it seems like the Ramah is understanding that the Mechaber is passing Pashim Shat, that you should get totally drunk. And the Ramah, who's Ashkenazish, says that you should just drink a little bit more, and then you should go to sleep. Okay. And then he ends off and says, whether you do a little bit, whether you do it a lot, as long as you're mechav and leave l'shem shemayim. Comes along the Taz. Let's see the Taz. Because the Taz is going to say a little bit of a why. The Taz is going to say a little bit of a why. Chayv in the shlub sume. The Taz is on the left, by the hand. Says the Taz. Page 2. Rabim roisim lataris lefarish makavanam. Then he wants to explain, what is this pshat in this? Well, in this Yashiv, and he didn't explain it. He didn't explain it. So, Lenny, you were asking, what in the world? Why? Like, what's the reason? I'm going to explain in this following way. Dark Adam lost a shvach loy ispar. A person has to give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu al toivah kfula sha'asimon on a double toivah that Hashem did with us. Number one. Ha'echad. Who peronius shevu yisparach al Haman. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought punishment on Haman. The if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have brought Mordechai up, just saved us from Haman, it would have been more than enough for us. But Elisha Baruch Hu Mordechai b'dula ma'ayr v'atav yaseir. Not only did HaKadosh Baruch Hu punish Haman, he also gave an extra geshmakazach that he raised up Mordechai. Alkein Amar. Says the Taz that what you need to know is not that the words, you can't say the words, not that Pshat is Baruch Haman or Mordechai, that's not what it means. It means that you don't know the difference in the level of the miracle. You don't know the difference of the level of the miracle. Let's go further and let's try to explain a little bit more. Before you got drunk, you knew. You said, thank you, Hashem, for this nation. Wow, and thank you, Hashem, for even a greater nation, Mordechai. You should continue giving praise, 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 praise the whole time. You can't even tell the difference between each miracle. So the Taz says something, and this is the Mishnah Berurah brings this Taz down lahalacha, that what it means is, which is like a seventh shot, not that you don't know the difference in the words. It means you don't know the difference in the level of the miracle. That also needs an explanation. Why? Why? What level? Mordechai is more, and you don't know the difference in the level of the miracle. The whole thing gets even more complicated. You need an explanation in such a thing. I mean, but it definitely doesn't say that you should get so drunk. Now, this is Shitas HaTaz. Let's go to the Shari Shuvah. So we have so far, it's like seven Shitas. Take a look at the Shari Shuvah. The Shari Shuvah is right underneath the Shulchan Aruch, on the right. The Mishnah Berurah also in Mishnah Berurah brings down the Shari Tshuva also. It comes along the Shari Tshuva by the hand. The Yishan. V'ayim besider amudei shemayim shekasav. She'aviv agoin zal. Which is his father. Ha'yonayi b'mei machrusa l'kaim ha'mem b'pshutai. That his father would be mekaim k'pshutai. Pashim shat. This is referring to Yaakov Emden's father, the Chacham Tzvi. Umishu chalos b'tivay, somebody who is
nature
weak. Ain lai lishay siyaysa b'day, you shouldn't drink a lot. V'raylo d'vray rivav, d'ayt akal ha'shayne. V'katav v'chavanasay v'mashnem rivav, v'ray shetevis v'yu d'bar ilay. So the Chacham Tzvi said, if you can't do it, so you shouldn't do it like rivav. Who's rivav? Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai, who was Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai? So he explains, he would only drink from Pesach to Pesach, which means he wouldn't drink seemingly on Purim, Mashmah the Purim Leishasa, right? Because it would be Mazakim. So here is the first strong Shita, the Chacham Tzvi, who did learn it Kipshutai. You have to get so drunk. And the Shari Shuvah was bringing it down, seemingly neged. Well, not mamish the mechaber, because we see in the Ramah is saying that the mechaber as the yesh oimrim, He's saying Yeshem, seemingly he learned the Mechaber Kipshutai. But even in the Mechaber, the Bach brought down so many different shitas that you could learn. But he learned it Kipshutai. That's the first shita that we see Kipshutai.
Which is the Chacham Tzvi's shita? Where's that?
That is the Amudei Shemayim that he brought down from his father, right here.
Well, that's the Chacham
Tzvi. Yeah. Comes along the Yad Ephraim, which is another shita. Yad Ephraim is going to say he saw a pshat bechizoyon alayla, in the middle of a vision in the night, he saw a pshat. Take a look at Yad Ephraim on the left. It says like this. Chayv Adam Lefsume, you'll see by the underline. Rabban Raisman Latar Farsha, one of the Vli, Hatsar Mi, the young guy, Nisparish bechizoyon alayla, it was explained to me in a vision in the middle of the night. Shakavano hu sheikra achiv shal mishta hu shishar besimcha. She got to be happy and Purim. The happiness of Hashem is your strength. Don't drink too much, because if you drink too much, you're not going to be able to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. This is not what the Taz says, by the way. The Taz is saying that you drink, that you don't know the difference in the level of the Nes. That's the Taz's whole stickle. But over here he's saying, that's the opposite. If you drink too much, then you're not going to be able to think of Kodesh Baruch Hu properly about the miracle. So he says, drink until the point that you won't know the difference. You're not going to be doing a chiyuv. So the way the Yad Ephraim is saying is just the opposite. It's not that you're mekayim your chiyuv with drinking, and the point of the kiyum of the chiyuv is until you're drunk. No, that's not what it is.
Drink to be happy.
You have to drink to the point that you can always be thanking Hashem. But if you don't, if you drink and then you can't thank Hashem, so then you're not doing the chiyuv. The chiyuv is to drink the ability that you're busy thanking Hashem. Thank you, 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 Hashem. But if you're drunk the whole time, and if you can't, and if you get too drunk, so you won't be able to thank Hashem.
So how do you know that?
So if you feel like you're not being able to thank Hashem anymore, so according to the Yad Ephraim, it's a
if you're vomiting.
The Yad Ephraim is saying not only is it's exactly the opposite of the Taz.
Give me Rambam Zman.
Please. Where it says the Shabbos and Hanukkah and Megillah. According to the Yad Ephraim, it's just the opposite of the Taz. The Taz is saying the Adla Yada is the requirement. The requirement is that you don't know the difference of which miracle is bigger. But according to the Yad Ephraim, Adla Yada is when you have to stop drinking at that point. So we have a problem. The problem is, Lenny, you according to all of these sheets, you're masking to me, like as you're saying, you've nobody who says to get very, very drunk. Not one. Not one so far. Maybe the Chacham Tzvi. Well, we're not learning what the Shulchan Aruch is bringing down so far. Shulchan Aruch is bringing that you should drink more than you're used to. The Ramah, you're drinking that you're not able to do some type of cheshbon. You may not. Let's review the shitas. Because today to do the shitas. Shita number one, you can't say the whole sentence of Araham and Baruch Marachai Arura Esther Arum Kol Hashem Brukum Kol Yehudim. You can't say that. That's the first shita. Second shita is, you may say Baruch Mordechai and Arahaman. You may say it the opposite way. Third shita, you don't know the Gematrias. That's the third shita. Arahaman and Baruch Mordechai are the exact same Gematrias. So you can't make the cheshbon in your head. Fourth shita, this whole statement was completely pushed away, says Rabbi Noah Fryan, which we don't pass like that, so Shulchan Aruch brings it. But that's the fourth shita. Fifth shita, what does that mean? It doesn't mean kipshutai, it means more than what you're used to. Wait, that's where that shita came in. But it's more than what you're used to. Next shita. What does it mean that you don't know? Because you fall asleep. That is the shita that that the Akimosh brings down and the Ramah brings down lahalacha. You drink, you fall asleep, you don't know. The Tadda Shita, seventh Shita, you don't know the difference between what level of the net. Two Nisim, you don't know which Nis is bigger. Eighth Shita is the Yad Ephraim. That not that you get so drunk, it's till then, but not including then. But we have the Chacham Tzvi, and the Chacham Tzvi himself is getting drunk, but he said that's only for a person who can handle it. So the question really is, wow, we are in the world, did anybody hold that you should taka get drunk? So I want to read to you the Rambam, and we'll understand a little bit more of where things come in, because, you know, somebody told me there's a book. I remember who told me the book. I remember maybe my seventh grade English teacher told me there's a book written by a Goyisha writer that he speaks about capital punishment. Starts off saying that a murderer, and he speaks about a story about a guy who was a murderer, give him capital punishment. He has to get killed. And he starts just talking like that. And when you read the first half of the book, you believe that capital punishment is a must. And you get so emotionally involved in what he did wrong. And then you go through the person's mindset about how sorry he was and how he's going to die. And by the end of the book, you come out that capital punishment is the worst thing in the world. So here we went through 8 sheets about that it's the worst, drunk, you get terrible. But let's go ahead and read the words of the Rambam, which I didn't bring down. Again, we're here to say the sheet. It's not what we in our mind think, what we get nervous from. We're talking about what does the Torah say to do. Now, obviously, if you're going to kill yourself, look. Listen what the Rambam says. Rambam, I forgot to bring the Rambam Hilchos Megillah down. The Rambam starts over saying, what are the chiyuv of the Seudas Purim? Sheyorcho basar yishi meat. V'yisach on suda na kafir shetan zayeli. She make a nice suda. V'shoyse yain. You should drink wine. Ad sheyishtakar until you get drunk. V'yirdem v'shachusay and you're falling asleep in your drunkenness. So the first shtickle we're going to have to say in the Rambam is number one. The Rambam says a moirdik a chiddush, and the Briskrov says not like this. And I don't know why the Briskrov. The Emek Rachel brings down the Briskrov a little bit different. Then the Briskrov would always say things in the Rambam. The Rambam is learning that we understood that the matan slavyanim mishloach manos to uda and drinking wine. Over here we see that the halacha, the din of drinking wine, falls under the suda. Look at the lashon of the Rambam. Keter chayva suuda zu. What is the chi of the suuda? It's not a din of drinking wine, but stop drinking wine by itself. It all falls under the chi of suuda. If you're not going to eat, because drinking just to drink, you're not making the mitzvah. It's a din suda. Keter chayva suuda zu. She'echol bazu yitakel suuda nal kafir shetim suyadai. V'shrei seyayin ashi yistakel yirach shakrusa. You're drinking wine. Yoichel b'asav yitzchus suda, and you're drinking wine. Seemingly, it's a chelik of the suda itself. You may mishta v'simcha. That means the whole day you're having a suda. That's what some want to learn.
The suda alone, you can have what's called the alkaline tide effect. You get enough food, you get to the point where you start falling asleep and going off. So your yoichel is just that alone.
It has to be with wine.
So someone can't drink wine for medical reasons.
Then he's potter, he's an oinus.
But they can doze off by eating a
suda. That wouldn't do it. The Achraidim speak about if the Rashi brings down Labasume, Rashi says wine. And the question is, why that's the wine? What about if it's other things that were schnapps? Were schnapps work or schnapps did not work? But that's not, you have to understand. It's very easy to say Mishte Yayin. And we'll see Mr. Shamsun and Mr. Bura. But Lamaisa, it doesn't say clearly in the Gemara, it's because of Mishnah. It doesn't say the why in the Gemara. The Gemara did not say why. Now, the Marsha says a very interesting pshat. The Gemara says in Bava Metzia that there are three things that Talmid Chacham would change. One is Mesechta. Number two is Puria. And Gemara brings that Uvish Uvishbisa about three things. Purya, Rashi says, means that if somebody asks him, did you have relations last night? The guy's not going to answer yes, because it's not an appropriate question. Therefore, he's going to say, no, I didn't. That's what Rashi explains in the Gemara. What a Talmud Chacham, he doesn't answer such a question. Whereas the Marsha says an interesting shot. The Marsha says that being that it says, Chai Badon Sumi Puryad Lo Yoda, the Rabbanon say that the person asked, no, you drunk Ad Lo Yoda. The Rabbanon, Puraya is not bed. Pashim Shah Puraya, Rashi says, it's bed. That means, did you sleep with your wife last night? Do you answer, no, I'm not. You don't answer yes, even if you did. That's the way Rashi learns. But the Marsha says, the pariah doesn't mean bed, it means the pariah Purim. The Talmid Chachamim say, the person asks, did you get drunk Ad Layada? They say, yes, I got drunk Ad Layada, even though they didn't get so drunk. That's what the... That's if they didn't get drunk. That means Talmid Chachamim make themselves more drunk, even if they're not so drunk. You know, sometimes you see guys acting so drunk, you're like, you're not so drunk. The Gemara over here says that is the derech that the Talmid Chachamim do. So we see clearly in the Rambam that the Rambam is seemingly saying that you're drinking so much that you fall asleep from the drunkenness. This is a little bit different than the Ramah. The Ramah is bringing down that you drink a little bit more than what you're used to, and then you end up going to sleep and other way other. The Rambam says a little bit stronger than that. So you get drunk and you fall asleep, b'shichus. So this is the first place where we see a very strong Rambam is explaining the Gemara Kipshuta. The Rambam is not like Ravino Ephraim. He's not saying like any of the other 8 sheets that we brought. Rambam is a Rambam. To argue with the Rambam. At Arya Leib, you were saying it's Machloikis. It sure seems like it's a big Machloikis. Right? It's a big Machloikis. Let's turn to page 3. And let's see what the Mishnah Berurah has to say. What does Mishnah Berurah have to say? So the Mishnah Berurah himself says that in Dalit, he first brings down the Taz, and then he says from the El Yazuta, he brings down the Avali. You have to be careful with the Tils Yadayim, Birchta Maiti, Birchta Mazen. It has to fall under the together of a Simcha Shal Mitzvah. If you're not doing mitzvahs because of that, that's not the right thing. That's the first thing I want to bring down. But I want to show you the Bir Halacha, because the Bir Halacha will give us a little bit of an enlightenment. And he asks the question, how could Chazal go ahead and say to get drunk? Getting drunk? Drunkenness is the worst possible thing. As the Beis Yosef brought down, Ein l'chaver g'dayl mezu if you get drunk. So the Bir Halacha is saying, L'maisa says to get drunk. So others saying not to get drunk. So we see that the Halach is understanding a little bit. He's taking it seriously. Meaning, if Chazal never said to get drunk at all, so there's no question. So the Halach is understanding that there is some type of actually getting drunk, and he's asking on that why. Vim Taimah says the Halach. Hech yechayvu Chazal mashenitzke b'tayr v'nuviim v'cham mekayvus hashichros l'michshol gadol. That drunkenness is a very big stumbling block. How could it be? So he said, Yeshlem Rab, Mnei Shekhon Yisur Shanaf, Uli Shob, Me'af Shreya Shalom, Dei Mishpah. So all of them, Nisim, came through Mishpah. And he brings down, because first it was Vashti with Mishpah, and Esther, and Haman with Mishpah. So therefore, we want to remember the name. And that's why we drink wine. So the first step is to understand that we're using it to remember the miracle. So here's another why. The why is, we put that in the Yad Ephraim, the reason why we get drunk is in order to be able to be in a good mood, be able to think HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Bir Halacha is giving a totally different shot. It's about remembering the miracle. It's not about thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the miracle. It's about focusing on the miracle itself. Acting out the idea, oh wow, she got drunk on wine, she got drunk. Not shout out, I'm happy. If one is the var Yad Ephraim is, I'm happy, so now I can thank Hashem. I'm happy, now I can thank Hashem. But over here the Taz was saying before about not knowing the difference between greatness of the miracle. Yeah, that needs more of a hesitation. But the Bir Halacha is saying, it's just because it's reminding us of what the miracle actually was. What?
beautiful pshat.
Beer halacha is very nice.
Yeah, no,
let him finish the beer halacha.
Until the COVID of this year. Okay, yeah, you can tell me afterwards. You can tell me afterwards.
Don't forget, write it down.
Adelayada, you can write it down. I want to hear you. I just want to finish. Says the beer halacha from the Mi'iri. He says that Adelayada, the next piece of beer halacha. V'zeh lashon Mi'iri yichayva the mahar b'simcha yom zeh.
You have to have everything in your suda.
To get drunk. We weren't commanded on a simcha of ha'ilus or shtus.
We shouldn't get
drunk. You have to come to Avos Hashem. Now, if somebody is Purim suda, doesn't bring him to Avos Hashem. So, that's not good. That's not a good thing. And it's very important. Chayadam is extremely, extremely relevant and important. Safer. Any time the Chayadam is brought down, we very, very much do not go against them. The rule. So he says, the chacham or machai is the person to get drunk. So over here, the chay adam is also bringing down the shita to Rambam to get drunk. But then he adds on, lepachis at least listers yetzer mergelim. So if you know that the chay adam, we see this is a second shita where she's saying, get drunk. If you can't get drunk, or a third shita, because we have the chacham tzvi, father who said you should get drunk if you can't. So he's saying, get drunk. If you can't get drunk, at least drink more than what you're used to. Because they list Quran as a gadol to remember the big night. But if a person knows that he's going to be mezalzel in the mitzvahs, from the ma'ideva atzmei sheyezalzel of the mitzvahs min ha-mitzvahs, till sidayim brachu brachas ha-mazin, avada, better you shouldn't get drunk. Much better that you shouldn't get drunk. So we have so far three shitas which say that drunkenness is the way to go, the Rambam. Seemingly the Mechaber himself. Then is the Chacham Tzvi, and the Chayadam saying, if you can, you should. Nobody says that if you can't handle it and you're just going to be hoilus. Nobody says that. Nobody says if you're going to come to me to do
Chayadam
good.
Chayadam is just saying, you're Temer Hergelo. It doesn't mean to get drunk.
No.
What does that mean by beginning?
Because we read the words before. Chayavu Chacham Leshtaker, to get drunk. But he said, Ula Pachet, at least, listen, you're Temer Hergelo. He said, first, okay. Get drunk. But at least
better.
But if you can't. Okay. Now, I asked a Shiloh last year, I believe. What about women? Why are women not machleis in this? Clearly, women should be exactly the same. What? Yeah, no. Why not?
Women don't drink.
So they have to watch the kids.
Women don't drink.
So the Shevet HaLevi says, somebody wrote to the Shevet HaLevi asking if women should get drunk. So on the bottom we have Asher Sholem Anoshim Chayavet Bechol Mitzvah Tayyim. Gam Chayav and Eshel B'Sumim Vuri Ad Loyada. We say that Mechoyev and the Suda, that Mechoyev and Shmashloach Manas, that Mechoyev and Matan Slav Yoinim. What about the Lididi Inshim She'ela? Not even a question, said the Shevet HaLevi. But Shaykh Tabi Isha.
A riot.
The Chazal Hekpib Chtubis Samachayim and Al Felikan Ribu Yaila Isha. Chazal were very makma not to give too much wine to a woman. The time I discovered the Yeter, the Gemara says, if you give her 3 cups of wine,
she may kill you.
But it happens to be in this exact Gemara. The Gemara says that 1 cup of wine is good for a woman. But over there, the Gemara says if the husband is with her, so the Gemara says that it's going to end up, she's going to end up being tevei him for tashmish. The Gemara says, So the Gemara says the husband is there, you don't have so much of a problem. But he brings down the Shulchan Aruch says even if the husband is there, you have to be makbid. So he says avada varm shutim, it's not a shayla. Now, there's a few more shittas, and the
only a few.
Yeah, because we have to know.
You got at least 5 pages of that.
Yeah. Right. So, get there. So, the Emek Bracha was from the primary Talmidim of the Bitzkarav. And he brought down a thing from Rabbi Yisrael Salant. And Rabbi Yisrael Salanter was the biggest Musar person. And Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says, he says he held that the Chiyuv was Kepshutoy. But he had a big Chiddush. Not that it's a Chiyuv mitzvah. It's a pur. What does that mean? You mind if I say it? Normally you would say, a person had a suda, let's say they drank a little bit, good, we're good, drunk, fine. And after the suda, I'm good, right? That's it, I did my mitzvah. That's very self-confident. No, that's not a shot of the Gemara. The shot is that it's a ptur. It's an exemption. If it's adwa yada, if you're that drunk, now you're potter from the mitzvah. You're like an oinus. But the second you get back a little bit more sober, you have to get more drunk. Azoy Paskin Rav Yisrael Salanter.
Wow.
Listen to what he says.
You have to be in that frame of mind the whole time.
In the second paragraph, you have to be, once you're Adwa Yoda, you can't be drunk, so then you're putter. But the second you get back a little bit more sober, Shemat Mishim Agoyin Maron Rav Yisrael Salanter. Shemar Hada Chayv L'Sumi Adwa Yoda, Ein Perusha Shechayv L'Shtaka. The Pirush is not the mechuyif to get drunk for any yesterday mitzvah and loy nasa shikra miyayin. And you're not yet. El ikar mitzvah you rock l'shtes yayin l'spasim just to drink wine. Alei in niftar and kvar shas. You're not positive to drink l'spasim. A mechuyif oy lach to v'lishtes. A mechuyif to continue drinking. And I'm going to stick in and I saw it brought down because it's a chiv of, really a chiv of having a suda the whole day. So just to eat, drink.
The
kachon and shekhov chiv mitzvah shal mitzvah simcha kol yoyim purim. When are you potter until I get drunk? Well, you have to be an Aram Oman. Because you're like a shaita. It's a potter mitzvah. The nimsa shashir ad v'yada in a shir b'kiyah mitzvah elehu shir l'inyim p'tur menar mitzvah. And then the Emek Baruch says it's a riot from the Lashon of the Rambam. So the Rambam doesn't say ulei efshir zeh lahamis Lashon of Rambam shal inyim b'tzer k'siv. According to the Rambam writes when it comes to meat it says she yoichol b'tzer. Well, in Yain doesn't say the yishta yain, it says v'shoyse yain. Loikos of v'yishta yain. V'shoyse means he's drunk. V'yishta means he drank. V'shoyse means he is in the constant state of drinking. Well, that's exactly what v'shoyse yain pulin nimshecha b'shin hoivet. As I said. But he's bringing down Rashi. Rashi says, l'shtaka b'yayim chikas v'shoyse. Now, just to understand, if a person's getting drunk and they're getting sick, what are you doing? There's no shot in that. But if you see the way tzaddikim, chashev yidden, when they are drinking on Purim, you're seeing a different level. You're seeing something else. That you're seeing a different revelation. But this revelation will either have to speak in Mitzvah Shem on Shabbat. What are they doing? What are tzaddikim doing? Yes, if a person is getting drunk, that they don't know what's flying, they're hurting themselves, they're throwing up, what are you doing? What's shadow are you doing? But we see over here that seemingly there is a machlokes in the Rishonim already, how drunk one is supposed to get. Why? There's also a different sheet of the why. We have the what is different, the why is different, and how to pascha halacha, definitely different sheet. To go ahead and do halulus, there's no avera bigger than that. To go ahead and have a place where you're having these party, Purim parties that looks like Suz Bachashverish, you have a place that they play in and they say we're having a tzedakah. We're doing a thing for tzedakah, and they have men and women just drinking and what to call it. That's not a suddus mordechai. That's a suddus hashver. That's for sure not mutter. That's just hoilus and priests, and it's terrible. You can't have that. I'm speaking about certain. There's no such thing. The end will justify the means to make a party where you have just mixed men and women sitting and drinking together. There's no pshata. That's of course you're going to a regular bar. Nobody says that. For boys to go ahead and just drink and not know what the mitzvah is, not understand what they're doing, and to not be able to stay over the nest because they're drunk and throwing up, there's no pshat in that. But tzaddikim, that's the incorrect statement. I'm going to put that. Most of the yeshivas don't do that. Most of the yeshivas don't do that. Yes, hatzolah.
One day.
Okay, you could say your opinion, I don't know if it's appropriate to say actually. You're allowed to be upset about it, but to
he sees the bad of it.
I don't,
he sees the people that.
I think you have to hang around. We are what
to hang at higher level.
A higher level Jews.
What the higher level BMG. Yeshiva.
You have everyone in BMG?
Of course.
You see the Rosh Yeshiva, they're sitting there, the Ilan sitting and singing for hours, and they're dancing, and they're talking Torah, and talking your Shemayim.
Are they drinking at all?
Of course they're drinking. Of course they're drinking. The mitzvah to drink. How much to drink? The mitzvah to drink more than you're used to. Obviously, if a person has an alcohol problem, a person's going to throw up, a person's going to have blood poisoning, it's usher to do.
Right.
But to say that there's not a mitzvah...
Very hard balance.
To say that it's not a mitzvah is a mistake. To say that people do things that are not smart, they, yeah, you see the ma'aseh b'chol yom. To say that it's usher for boys to drink, I can't say that it's usher for boys to drink. It's drink. That usher boys to drink.
Only men should drink, not
boys. Who men to drink, not boys? What, right. Any boys? To say that, I think that's a hard thing to do. Remember, we're not here... listen, in Monty, there were boys who died from driving a car on Purim drunken. So let's
understand.
No, this was. Let's get real. There's no. And there are people who died from Hanukkah neighbors. Do we still like Hanukkah neighbors? Never. So we don't stop lighting Hanukkah neighbors. We're just careful. We still are going to do the mitzvah. We're going to be careful, but we brought out first the what a little bit of the why. Now we have to go into the oymet, into the depth mitzvah Hashem the next year, whether it's going to be Shabbos or by my house mitzvah Hashem. What's the gather? What's the pshat of the drinking chalik? What's the pshat? Especially when there's so many cases of alcohol abuse. So should we throw away the whole thing? Should we? On what shot you is alcohol abuse? And how do you use alcohol in a way that it's bringing out the over here such tremendous, somehow has to be tremendous ruchnin? Like how
I've only seen one person get drunk that's viewed Torah in my yeshiva, a guy who was a very quiet guy. Go back now, there's a show. Quiet guy, he's always a big, he's a real mouse and he learned a lot. And when he got drunk on Purim, he was the most outgoing person. He was spewing divrei Torah, people were like, wow. Like, and he became a big rav and a gadol. And people were shocked at the Torah, and it was all because drank on Purim, and he spewed Torah.
And Mitzvah Hashem will come closer to understanding the chiyuv of this chiyuv of the yoyim.
So what did Achraim say about alcohol?
Non-wine.
No, wine.
But after wine,
then after wine.
Liquor doesn't count?
It counts, but the evidence if a person can't do it. But wine is, first of all, wine is a lot more healthy to drink. You drink it with a suda. Now, you drink alcohol, it's much more dangerous. Persons who drink to think of alcohol, very dangerous. You could kill themselves. But a kofanu we brought
out the beginning.
Remember, we have to see what the halacha says. Let's keep our emotion down. And then afterwards, we'll be able to put in, okay, what are we supposed to do, l'maisa? The Zakh is the Yagdil, Tayyar, the Yagdil.